Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Audio courtesy of Bally Sports. What a roller coaster of a game yesterday.
Yeah, in the old days,
that was awesome.
In the old days, that'd have been 4.5 hours. They got it down to... three and a half?
Yes, they did.
3:35.
Well, it was a 3.5 game. I mean, they were cooking right along, and then the bottom of the sixth inning happened, and then it was all hell turning loose. But I loved it. I love it. Hunter Gaddis in his role is fantastic, isn't he? And I was happy that Tanner Bibee got the type of outing that he had. He needed it desperately after the first three outings that he had had. Got it settled down. The strikeouts, you know, are strikeouts down around the league? They got to be down around the league.
Think so?
I want to know. I kind of, you know, you guys are pitching fewer innings. Now, Whitlock got hurt last night. Garrett Whitlock did, their starting pitcher. So that's a different animal. But, like, Bibee went 5 innings. I think he threw over 80 pitches. I want to say he threw 92.
Yeah.
So obviously you would take him out in the fifth. But guys are like, it used to be like, get the 6 innings and then we'll see. Now it's more like get the 5 innings, and I was kind of wondering, is it because of the guys throwing harder, the velocity? Is it because now games are moving right along quicker, so now you can bring guys out of the bullpen if you really want to. Maybe it's not as taxing because you're not out there as long and the guys aren't as patient as they used to be. Like, those are questions that I have. Either way, that's big picture stuff. That's beside the point. I mean, they're 12-5 to start the season. And so, like, there are definitely people already tweeting, and thank you for listening on the free Odyssey app and obviously on the regular good old-fashioned radio, wherever you're at. There's already people getting in about that caller we had last week and, you know, basically dumping all over what the Guardians had started with when they were 9-2 or 9-3 and then are now 12-5 and have won 3 in a row.
Yeah, the
and
best
have won back-to-back against Boston and have the best record in baseball overall. And have the first 12-5 start since 1948, which is the last time they won a World Series, ironically enough.
They have the second best run differential in all of baseball.
So can I...
Find only the Kansas City Royals.
Run differential with you is
Who
a very big thing.
That the AL Central, here we go.
Lyman run differential is a very, very, very big thing.
We've got three teams, but when did the AL Central become the AFC North all of a sudden?
Wow. Rank the divisions that our Cleveland sports teams are in.
What division?
Power ranking time, baby.
You got to clarify.
I called it.
What division do your Cleveland Cavaliers play in?
Well, everybody made a big deal when they tanked out the game on Sunday. Yeah. Like, you had a chance to win the division. I go, okay, they had a chance to play who they wanted to play. Let's not talk about winning the division. I don't think anybody talks about winning the division. Either way, it was a great game.
They do hang the division banner, though.
It was a lot. They have one banner. They do it the right way. They have one banner, yes. And then they put
the
years on.
They do it like the high
it.
Schools when you win the
Bingo.
Conference.
Bingo, yes.
But then they also have a Nate Thurman banner.
Break the banners.
Nate Thurman's banners at the bottom, I'll tell you that right now.
Rank the banners you want taken down in Cleveland sports.
I got to admit, Nate Thurman's the one, but I can't take it down.
Don't you dare say.
Does the giant Guardian side over the club at Progressive Field right now, does that count as a banner?
I've seen more people annoyed at the Cleveland
flag.
Working
on things, man. Come on.
More people are noticing the Cleveland flag.
It's been there forever.
It has been there forever. You've brought that up.
Yeah. Need a new flag. Of course, we brought that up, and there are people trying to design new flags.
There's like 8 different entities.
Yes.
They need to do what the collectives did with Ohio State and combine. They all need to come together, set your egos aside, and at some point,
now,
you need one voice.
The big picture is, can the mayor give them 6-figure part-time jobs to create a new flag?
Did he go to college with them?
The state of our city is strong, and we're just getting started.
Moving on there,
I've just seen people wondering. I guess there were some Yankee fans in town or at the game going, why do you have the French flag out there? What is the point of the French flag? What does that have to do with Cleveland baseball?
At the Guardians game?
Yeah.
Moses Cleveland wasn't French, was he? Like, Chicago has some Frenchness.
Big French town.
Yeah.
Like, Detroit's definitely French. There's some Frenchness up there. I don't think we're French. I don't think we got any of that.
And we're just getting started.
Gardo's 12-5.
Can you believe that, by the way? I mean, 17 games
Tyler
is
Freeman.
Not insignificant. Like, you get to 17 games. I know that is a football season. That is not a baseball season.
Oh, man. That's incredible. Tyler Freeman, who's batting, what now, 184 on the season? He's the one who hits a home run over the monster to get it going for everybody. And then it's just an up-and-down roller coaster game because, like, by the bottom of the six, I'm going, all right, 5-1. Bybee's done for the day. Bullpen's been fine. And
I was watching the – I turned it on to LeBron.
It just becomes this huge rock fight to finish the game. And slugfest, 5 runs in the bottom of the six. They're cooking. You fight back. You get the one back in the 10th. They get one back. We tie it all up there. And then in the top of the 11th, Florial's coming. Which, by the way, I tell you, I know he's 4A. I'm rooting for him like crazy. I don't know what it is about that guy. I like that guy.
Wait, are you saying that?
I don't know what it is about him.
Todd
I like
Derry
him.
Came on the show and called him 4A.
No. There's something about the guy. Honestly, when was it the game against Oakland where they had to get something started? I think it was the getaway day at Oakland where he turned at second base and stretched the second into a triple, and there were people bitching at me about it. I'm going, like, you guys are down. You got to get something started. Like, he tried to get something started here. He's trying to stay in the bigs. You don't stay in the bigs by not trying to be exceptional. You got to try to be exceptional. And so I got a little bit defensive of him then. And so here I am like, all right, let's see what you got. I think that's part of the reason I got so upset over the weekend on that terrible called strike 3 on Saturday in game 1. Again, because he was up to bat. I was glad I got the home run in the second game, but they were already down 8-0, so it really didn't matter. But in that first game on Saturday, I think that's part of the reason I got so defensive of him. And so he comes around then, and he comes around on Sunday, then he comes around here in this game. And so I'm like, hey, I understand the truth. I understand you got to bring up Kyle Manzardo at some point this summer, probably sooner rather than later, and we might wave bye-bye. But I get defensive. They become my pet cats. And Florial is kind of my pet cat. So how early is too early to take the team seriously?
Oh, I think you're taking everything seriously right now. Why wouldn't you be?
Well, because
are they going to finish with the best record in baseball?
No,
probably 0.0% chance of that. But
well, maybe it's 10%.
I don't think they're built for that. But they've overcome. Like I said yesterday, I had the numbers of how spotty the starting pitching had been. You know, outside of Bieber in those first two starts,
man,
pitching had not been. Not been that great.
And so yesterday,
some of the offensive numbers, like the big numbers that we pay attention to, slugging percentage, on base, mm-hmm. all that stuff, like that's good. But like the very, very nitty gritty numbers are like, ooh, this lineup, this is.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Sustainable. But yet then they come out and score 10 runs last night.
I got home from baseball practice yesterday, and I'm like, all right. Like when Bobby came out, I'm like, that's 2 days in a row. Like, I had that nice spot start by Xavion Curry, who did very well. Bobby comes out, fourth start, does very well. It's like, all right, let's calm it down here a little bit. Let's see where you go. And I kind of was just like, okay, well, that's two in a row against Boston, three in a row overall. That's perfectly fine. And then things just came off the wires in the bottom of the sixth inning. But they were able to get it going, get back again, and fight back and get the win. And now, I mean, you stay excited about it. And then today, who do you got today? Ben Lively. It's his debut today. And then I think it's Cookie tomorrow. That's a 1:35 game. But 12-5 to start the season. And I just want to, not flip the switch, but you say we take everything seriously. Yeah, I take everything seriously, but like seriously, seriously. Like, because we always go, well, when they start off slow with Francona, it's always, well, we'll see what they're doing by Memorial Day. Well, it's still April 17th, so I got to kind of keep the proper perspective before Memorial Day when it comes to the Guardians when they're starting off well. But man,
I just think the important thing is
great
you had start. Other teams in the division for once that also got off to a hot start. So you're kind of peeking at them and wanting to keep pace. And now you're at the front of the entire group, which is awesome. You beat the Red Sox. I don't care. The Red Sox, the fans hate their team this year. Boston hates their team. I cannot stress enough.
They do.
I've followed some of these people. They can't stand their team.
Well, because
Bill Simmons said he's not watching a game all year.
Because they – oh, come on.
That's what he said. And he's the biggest. He is the guy when people think Red Sox fans, they think Bill Simmons.
That's the type of mentality that really gets me going. Like, you guys won three World Series. You have won how many with the Patriots? Yeah, your team took a haircut. There's no doubt about it.
Which is so weird, by the way. Boston.
It is.
How the hell Boston with their TV deal, with their money, with their resources?
I don't know.
How the hell Boston?
I don't know. But like I got to tell you, I want success. I never want to be like that. I will fight that tooth and nail. Like, if we go on some sort of a run with one of the three teams and all of a sudden it's just championships falling out of your pockets, which I don't know.
Are you saying, Ken, you don't ever want to take for granted the playoffs and that kind of success?
No, I'm not taking the playoffs.
Because that's a different Ken than I've heard all week.
I'm not taking the playoffs.
What the hell? Where did this Ken come from?
I didn't take him for granted.
I mean, the Cavs are in the playoffs.
I wasn't taking it for granted.
By the way, Golden State eliminated Cavs playoffs. Are we feeling good today? Where's the Michael Stanley music? Because old Ken be playing the Michael Stanley music. And all I get is criticism all week about the damn Cavs. Even walk into an email
it's
today.
It's Wednesday.
Good morning.
It's
I listen to
Wednesday.
The show every day. Thanks, Jack. He says, while I work and enjoy it, but the last few shows have been the same thoughts over and over, and it feels like we're
it's
talking
only been two shows.
As if the Cavs season is over already. I want to respond and say, deliver this, Jack, to Ken Carmen,
I was
who
on
has
the same
poo-pooed
email.
The entire
I was
playoff
on the same
experience.
Email. I didn't poo-poo the
Bill
experience.
Bill Simmons. I'm hosting
I
with Bill Simmons today.
The experience. I didn't say
oh, the Cavs have been
it.
Too successful for Ken.
I'm not yelling. He's the one yelling. I'm not yelling. I didn't say sad. I wasn't going to watch it.
It's sad because old Ken.
I didn't say I wasn't going to watch it.
Old Ken.
I didn't
when
say.
When I got into this business, old Ken used to get excited about the playoffs.
When you got into this business, you didn't even know me when you got into this business. You're 5 years
when
older
we
than me. You loved to,
our teeth in
you
this
love to
business
remind
together.
Everybody about it. Okay, that part of that is kind of true, even though you were working in the business longer than me. I think you were cutting your teeth in Parkersburg filming The American Legion ball.
Yeah, that was something.
That's teeth
double
cutting right
there. Double headers for 10 hours.
The look on that guy's face on that comebacker in the press box, I'll never forget.
Where I think those players showed up more hungover than I was.
216-474-0092. Don't start yelling at me in the opening segment about something. I love how you trap me, by the way. That's very slippery wizard work of you, by the way. I didn't say I wasn't going to watch. They took a haircut. I didn't say I wasn't going to watch. With the Cavs, I'm upset. I'm mad. It doesn't mean I'm not going to watch at 1 o'clock on Saturday, which, by the way, 1 o'clock Saturday, ESPN, that's where you can see it. By the way, are you going to call the fans out? Which Jonathan Peterlin's going to have a post game. Are you going to call the fans out? Because with fees, you can get into that playoff game for $36 right now.
Yeah, I want to know.
You going to call the fans out, too?
I want to know.
You call them out?
I want to know.
Just because I got a name and a gut, you want
to
yell at me?
I would love to know what happened to this city where we take for granted the playoffs.
I'm not taking it for granted, but I'm also not going to sit there and massage their ass over every little accomplishment that they had.
You don't have to do
that. Because it was an insult the way they treated us at the end of last season.
You didn't hear me. You didn't hear me act like this was this was some big achievement in Cavs history, but I do want to get excited about playoffs, especially when you've had a team eliminated. A team has been eliminated, and they have Steph Curry, they have Draymond Green, they have Klay Thompson. Steve Kerr's up there talking about his future. Ken Carman's out there tweeting about Steve Kerr's future.
I posted a picture. That's all I did. I posted a picture.
What does it all mean?
I happen to like Steve Kerr in his era with the Cleveland Cavaliers. That's all I said.
What
that's
does
all,
it
that's
all
That's all I posted.
Mean?
I didn't say a word. You didn't hear, me say
you
anything.
Didn't,
I didn't say
fair.
A word to you. I read a couple of the responses to that picture to you, but that's all I said. I just posted a Steve Kerr picture with him in a Cavs uniform. That's all I did. Saying Nick Wright, our buddy from, well, I don't know where the hell he's, Kansas City, Houston, he juts here, he juts there. He decided to jump into an internet spaces yesterday in the middle of the night. I go, God, you must be bored. Just to defend Steve Kerr. I'm just saying, Steve Kerr looks good in a Cavs uniform. I don't know what he'd look like in a quarter zip on the sideline of a Cavs game at Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse. I don't know. We may never find that out. We may never find that out. I don't know.
You're just speculating.
I'm not That's speculating all. At all.
You're ruminating.
I said he looks good in a Cavs uniform. I said nothing about him in a pair of slacks and a quarter zip walking up and down the floor at Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse. I didn't say that. Didn't say any of that.
What would he have to do to get a banner next to Nate Thurman's?
Well,
he did play here for over 3 years.
I think he would have to become the coach of the Cleveland Cavaliers and have Evan Mobley ascend to the point where we would put his banner up next to Nate Thurman's. And it would be Steve Kerr, Nate Thurman, Evan Mobley, sandwiched all together. Then you have Donovan Mitchell. Then we have too many banners.
What are we going to do with all these banners?
We might have to do a Celtics thing where they just put numbers on banners. Like, that's how many banners we could have. But, you know, we'll see how it goes. Didn't say I wasn't going to watch them, though, okay?
They've got a playoff shirt. A let them know shirt.
Does that come in my size?
I'll look into it.
Okay. Gardo's 12-5.
All right.
Great start to the season. Great start to the season. Well done. Coming up next. Hey. Speaking of Cleveland, why not Cleveland? It's about last night, next on The Fan.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.